Hasta ahora, un problema que tenía.
Prosecutor says it means.
It is 10:45 in the PM, and I'm Donald Baxter Jackson with Pillow Talk on Light 96, Omaha's Light at Night. Keep the light on tonight. And I just want to thank everyone for making Pillow Talk Omaha's number one radio show for 7 years running. I just can't believe it's been that long, and Omaha, I think we're a match made in heaven. As many of you out there may already know, we're going to be going through a slight format change come September. We're going to be, they're going to be a country station. So I want all of you out there to know that it has been a great run and that I will miss each and every one of you come September 1st. God bless. So that was If by Brand. And before the break, we heard Orleans with Dance With Me and Don't Give Up On Us by David Soul. Just a quick reminder to check out the KGFM van this weekend during River City Roundup down in Jean Leahy Park. I'll be there for the third year in a row broadcasting live, just like nothing happened. And if you stop by and mention Light 96, KGFM, or my name, Donald Baxter Jackson, you'll automatically be entered to win dinner for two at Senior Sushi's Taqueria and Sushi Den right here in Regency Court. Senior Sushi is Omaha's premier Japanese and Mexican fusion restaurant. I tell you, when I'm stressed out, I just close my eyes and imagine myself digging into a Senior Sushi's signature chimichanga and chirashi combo platter. Their seafood is always fresh, never frozen, and their service is really something to remember. Senior Sushi's Taqueria and Sushi Den right here in Regency Court. When you're in the mood for Japanese and Mexican fusion cuisine with a twist of fun, head for the border. The Japanese border, that is. So let's just sit back, relax, and just... Oh, okay. Looks like we have a news alert here. It appears that tonight we're going to be giving away 30 free tickets to the Tim McGraw concert at the Henry Fonda Pavilion at the Douglas County Fair next week. It's interesting. Not exactly what I'd call breaking news, but hey, I just work here. For the next 3 weeks, at least. So, Shelley, and for those of you out there who don't know, Shelley O'Dell here is my producer. So, Shelley, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the... 5th time in as many days that I've interrupted my program to give away free concert tickets. Am I right? But hey, that's how John Blackstone wants to run the radio station now that he owns it, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Shelley. Was I not supposed to mention that we were just bought by media mogul John Blackstone? No? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, folks. We're not owned by John Blackstone. You know what? Let's go ahead and get back to taking some requests and dedications, since that's actually what I'm here to do. And if any of you out there are interested at all, we've got the Tim McGraw tickets, but you probably aren't because, you know, we're not a country station yet. So, hello. You're on Pillow Talk. What's your request or dedication?
Am I in time for the Tim McGraw tickets?
Yes, you're in time for the Tim McGraw tickets. Congrats. Have a good time at the concert. Shelley will pick up and give you the info. Okay. Hello, you're on Pillow Talk. What's your...
Am I in time for the Tim McGraw tickets?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you are.
I heard it's a really good show.
I hear he puts on a great show.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have fun. Well, folks, if any of you out there are trying to call in a request or dedication right now, you may find it difficult, and that's because every single line on my call board is lit up. And I'm going to go ahead and assume that it isn't because our listeners are having a major Peaches and Herb Jones. You know what? Let's make this a little more interesting. I'll be a good sport about this. I will take the next random caller, and if you can answer a piece of trivia about Light 96, I'll let you have a couple tickets. How about that? I know what they told you, Shelley. I know. But I think that this will be more fun for our listeners because, you know, they're apparently big Tim McGraw fans. So let's go ahead with our first caller here, Janine. Hey there, Janine. You ready for your question?
Yeah, sure. I love Tim McGraw.
Okay, let's go. After buying the radio station 6 weeks ago, John Blackstone offered me, Donald Baxter Jackson, a new spot after 7 successful years on Pillow Talk. What was that new shift?
I don't know.
Sorry, Janine, you took too much time. That was actually a trick question. The answer is none. He's actually taking me off the air completely and putting his son Kirk on this spot instead because, you know, nothing says modern Brooks and Dunn style Nashville like nepotism. Okay, line four, we've got Pat. Hey there, Pat, I'm going to go ahead and pitch you one underhand. Abe Thompson, the 5 o'clock drive guy, suddenly disappeared from his regular 5 to 10 spot 3 weeks ago. What is his new shift, and why? Oh, come on, Pat. This one's really easy. Oh, I know you want to go to this Tim McGraw show. This one's really easy. Come on, Pat.
I don't know.
Oh, Pat, no. That was another trick question there. The answer is also none. He was taken off the Light 96 lineup because he, quote, sounded too black, end quote. And that was actually taken verbatim from a Light 96 interoffice memo. Sounded too black. Sorry, Pat, you lose. But so do I, folks. So do all of us. Okay. You know what? I am not Danny Bonaducci, and I am not going to work out my issues on the air here. What I am going to do is take the next caller and take their request and or dedication for a song that I will play, because that's what I'm on the clock to do. Okay, folks? For the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be completely and totally professional and do my job. Okay, which is to play music, by the way. Not take reservations for a frigging concert, all right? I'm not Ticketmaster, all right? I'm a disc jockey. I actually went to school for this, okay? So I need your cooperation out there, Omaha. Just be good to me and let me do the job that I'm here to do, okay? Okay. Jim, you're on Pillow Talk. What's your request or dedication?
Dedication? I know.
Jim. Just do me a favor and request a song, okay? For anyone. Your wife, your mom, if you have a dog that you care about.
What about my sister?
Your sister. Great. Good. What song would you like for me to play for your sister?
I don't know. What if I pick one you don't have?
It doesn't matter, Jim. Any song. We've got like 250,000 of them. We'll probably have the one you come up with off the top of your head.
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones for your sister? Yeah? She have a coke problem, Jim? Or is it because she's a locomotive engineer? Because that would make sense. Or is it because you're actually calling for tickets to see the Tim McGraw show?
Are there still some left?
Yes, there are. I'll hand you over to Shelley and she'll give you the venue info. I bring you people a familiar voice, relationship advice, and soothing, love-inspired music to help those of you out there with absolutely no romantic vision find a way to get laid, and this is where I end up? I knew that a corporate shill like John Blackstone would end up selling Omaha's most successful adult contemporary station up the river for the flash in the pan known as Crossover Country, but I never expected to be betrayed by my own flock. I have been forsaken by the very audience that I built. Built from nothing. This was a smooth jazz station before I came here. It was my idea to incorporate the greatest light hits of the 70s, 80s, and today. And if it wasn't for me, you'd all be listening to Dave Brubeck and Chick Corea right now. Eloy, Eloy, Lamech Sabachthani. They know not what they have done.